my guests this morning are Robert Currier and Stella Heath from the Marin Shakespeare Company. Good morning, you two.
Good morning, Roland.
Good morning.
Well, it's starting, and very soon. This is being played on the air on the 25th of June, and that means that tomorrow night, Cymbeline opens.
Right.
Okay. This is the first production of this season of the Marin Shakespeare Company.
Correct.
Stella here is the star of the show, or a star of the show, right?
Yes.
Talk about the show.
We call it a tragical, historical, pastoral, comical romance. One of those late romances that he wrote probably around 1611, you know, as he was going into his own fifth act of his life.
Yeah.
And it's very, very, very complicated, long play. It's not done very often. And I think the lead character, the most wonderful character, why people want to come see it, is the character of Imogen, who's the daughter of King Cymbeline, who's an ancient king of Britain in the time of Augustus Caesar.
Wow.
Yes.
So what's it like to play this role that's so divorced from your own life, really?
Well, I don't know how divorced it is, because there's a lot of universal themes throughout Shakespeare. So a lot of the things, you know, the story of Imogen and her lover Posthumus deals a lot with fidelity and doubt within a relationship, which everybody sort of understands, you know?
That's right.
So I think that even though it's set in a pretty fantastical realm, it's still pretty accessible to modern audiences.
And, you know, I think if Shakespeare had not been that accessible to modern audiences, we wouldn't even recognize his name.
Absolutely,
right.
Yeah.
But he still works.
Yes, he does still work. So talk about the season, too. What other plays are going to come up in the
season?
Well,
we're running the shows one after another this year instead of in rep, as we usually have done. And the reason we're doing that is we had a brief window of opportunity to get a magnificent local actor. Actually, he's international, but he lives in Emeryville now. He has a studio there. Ron Campbell brought us a script of an adaptation of Don Quixote, and he had 57 days. He's in the one man, two governors right now. And so we got him for 57 days, and we figured we could just barely do Don Quixote if we did nothing else along with it. So after Cymbeline, we open Don Quixote. It's a seven-actor with 30 masks.
Wow.
Starring Ron Campbell. And then after that, we're going to, in September, run Richard III for only the second time in 26 years.
What a fantastic series.
Yeah, great season.
Yeah. But how does it feel to not be in rep now, to be one after the other?
Well, you know, it was kind of exciting when we would run two shows in one weekend. For instance, friends of mine from Los Angeles could come up and see two shows in one weekend. That won't be possible now. However, on the plus side, there won't be as many people coming to the show going, oh, is All's Well playing tonight? Because it's confusing to some people when you run one show for, at 4 o'clock and another show at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
You know, so there'll be less confusion about what's playing, and that's a plus.
So what is it like, Stella, playing this intense classical role, really?
It's fun. It's really fun. She has a lot of emotional peaks, you know. It's a really funny show, but there's also a lot of heart to it. So it's nice to kind of play with all of these different emotions. And
is it like other things you've done?
It is. I've done quite a lot of Shakespeare, so it's true to Shakespeare.
Excellent.
Yeah. Stella's played Juliet, and there are a couple speeches of Imogen's that remind me of Juliet.
Exactly. There's
for instance. So she will have played
parts.
Two of the five major female parts.
Robert, are you in this yourself?
No, I did not cast myself
you
this year.
You did not cast yourself? Oh.
No, I didn't.
We do enjoy seeing you and hearing you on stage.
Yes.
Well, let's tell people once again that for those of you who are inclined toward the classical in your theater enjoyment, this is the time of year when you start making reservations at the Marin Shakespeare Company, because it all begins tomorrow night and plays through. How long does the series run?
Well, the last production of Richard III is September 27th.
So
we basically run about 3 months.
Great. For information, 415-499-4488, online marinshakespeare.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight.